James and John, you see real clearly how the disciples have mixed motives for what they did. You know, you can see that they're climbers. They were expecting an earthly kingdom. I think they all were. You know, Simon the Zealot, that party was dedicated to overthrowing the Romans. Probably expected Jesus to be in charge. They want to get in on the action. James and John, who later, James gave his life very early, and then John lived a very long life from all we hear. But at this time, they have a, you know, they want to get the jump on the other 10. And in the other gospel, it's their mother that asks, would you give anybody a promotion if their mother comes up and asks for them? I mean, come on. I don't know. We don't know which is correct, but neither one is very good. And Jesus, this is not the way to get ahead with Jesus. He expects the opposite. It's kind of interesting. This week, I was searching around and cleaning out something, and I came across something. My grandfather worked for the B.F. Goodrich Company, and he worked there for 30 years. I thought it was 35, but it's 30. And he went up the ranks. His brother, my uncle, got my grandparents raised me, so it was actually my great uncle. But he rose a little higher in the ranks and made a little bit more money. So there was a bit of jealousy between him, as I recall. And as my grandfather went up the ranks, he did not have a college education, but he still got into a very high position. At one point, he had a kind of a, he was in charge of all the aircraft tires. You know, B.F. Goodrich was tires. I grew up in Akron, Ohio. Every one of my grandparents worked for a different rubber company. So I remember at Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving, they talked about tires. That's true. Firestone, Goodyear, Uniroyal, Goodrich. We had them all covered. But anyway, he was the rep for the aircraft tires, and somebody came up to him and said, I want to speak to somebody that's over you. I don't like what you said. And he said, for your information, I am the B.F. Goodrich Company. It was true. But when he retired, right after I graduated from college, they gave him this gold watch. Of course, I put a cheap band on it when I was using it, but it's a gold watch. It's a self-winder. You know this kind? They never need batteries. Nobody wears these anymore. And it says, to Eugene Zur for 30 faithful years with the Goodrich Company. And he got replaced, and he didn't know what to do with himself, and he died 3 months later. It's true. My point in making that, in telling that story, is that he wasn't a climber either. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was something bad, but every earthly thing, everything we climb on earth has an end. This is not the place where we are home. These goals that we follow, we need to do that in this world. We have to remember we're aiming for the world to come, and it is there that God wants us to climb. You know, you see St. Peter, he's another one. Well, you know, Jesus says, the rich young man came by, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we were talking about sacrificial giving, and then Peter says at the end, well, what's in it for us? We gave up everything for you. What a crass remark to say to Jesus. And Jesus is not offended. He says, you're going to have 100 times as many houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and persecution in this world. Not promising us success in this world, but in the next. There are many levels in heaven. You have a perfect place that God wants for you. But part of it is, how much of a yes can I say to God? That we get closer to God by what we know about him, what we've suffered with him, what part of Jesus, as we all are baptized, priest, prophet, and king. We had a child baptized today. So that part of us we share with him by being related to him now as a human being. What have I shared with him? Taking care of a sick family member, being kind to somebody. These are all the things, the people that we run into, that's our mission in life. That's where we're getting ahead, by serving, by humility, not by being some kind of a person that has to be in front of everybody and push their way and get all their way in everything they do. I found something else that was really interesting. I had lost this for years. I couldn't believe I found both these things. This is my badge from American Airlines. Got me into all these places for 10 years. And my dad had the same badge because he used to get into the tarmac for the air tires. So I lost his badge, but I got mine. And I looked at the hire date, If I had stayed with them, I would have been retired now with 35 years with the company. I thought my dad was old. I beat him. I got out of this, but I had 10 years with it. But my point in bringing that up also is that, you know, I was in the midst of also climbing the ranks slowly from one job to the other when I got out. But some people who climb were very mean. You know, they played the game and stuff. It was important to them. But having gotten out when I did, and been in this 27 years now, so it's been a kind of an interesting life. But it isn't the amount of money you made or the position you held or the people that you bossed around in a thing like that. In that particular job that I had, I look back at it, and the grace and God's will for me was mostly in the interactions with one person after the other that came for help. And you all have the same thing in your families. Some of them are troublemakers. Some are not nice. Some you want to help. Some you don't. But each person is Christ. And you realize once you get out of the situation that that's where the grace was. It's our lives are all graced, whether we're priests or religious or married or single or lonely. The grace is how God, what God wants for us to do. I'm so pleased that this parish, the lady that was here and spoke for about 15 minutes 3 weeks ago about the Friendship Brigade, well, you got the longest talk here, but we shortened it at the next three masses. But she got over 30 people with the lonely seniors, and I'm just so pleased with that. That's exactly where we get ahead with God. The Lord encourages us to strive and to climb, but to climb the way he wants to in the world to come, which lasts forever. I don't know how to even picture what this world looks like, but God uses images. I like to think of a housing development only because Jesus was a carpenter by trade. So in a sense, he's building a house for us. Imagine what is going to be in it. We have our own images of what we think were important in our lives. For me, the day I left the airline, that was an amazing story. To me, that was one gateway, one day, one life ended, one began. But for God, the pictures on the wall will be little individual human beings that we touched and we had no idea we had done it. That's what love is, and that's what, and it's a real challenge for me also, but one keeps remembering this because that's how we climb in God's eyes. He encourages us to be wealthy in God, encourages us to climb and to strive for the top. But we do that, ironically, by doing the opposite in this world, by serving others and not always getting credit. We get the most glory when we do something, whether it's a church or our family or for someone else, and they don't thank us and they don't even notice. And we get a lot of glory when we're criticized for something we tried to do well. God sees that. We get blamed for something we didn't do. Christ also got blamed. Notice the first reading. How am I sharing with God in some aspect of Jesus, in some aspect of his earthly journey, the 3 years that he spent in ministry? So we have to think ourselves, you know, no matter what position we have in this world, in the end of it, we get a gold watch and somebody takes our place, you know? And these days they don't give out gold watches anymore either, I don't think. Most people don't stick with something for 30 years. But we are in a period not only of testing and growth and service, we are also establishing our place in the next world. It's good to keep that in mind because God often hands us things that are not easy to accept. And those very things are probably our greatest graces and assets, if only we have the eyes to see, not to be like James and John were at the beginning of their ministry, but the way they were at the end, a life of service and not a climber.